Warning, this episode contains topics and themes that may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion advised.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Greater Than Podcast. My name's Elijah Merle. So honored and blessed you're taking out the time to join us again today, wherever you find yourself in the world. Thank you so much for stopping by, clicking play on another episode, another installment of the Greater Than Podcast. Now, as some of you know, I'm making the official announcement here. Some of you know, but for those who don't know, Merle Ministries International has three arms of the ministry now. Well, before that, we had two, so I'm going to tell you the two arms of ministry. So the two arms of the ministry were... Number one, traveling. As you guys who listen to the podcast are well aware, we did our Spirit Wind Conference in Atlanta. It was just a conference talking about the benefits of the Holy Spirit and living a life filled with the Spirit, and not compromising, but allowing the Spirit of God to have preeminence in our life. And so we did that in Atlanta. What a great time. And we're going to do more as time progresses. I'm really excited about that. Well, what the things we got coming down the line. So that's number one, traveling has been an arm of the ministry. Number two, the Greater Than podcast here. We've been doing this for, man, what has it been? 2 years almost? I think this November, it'll be 2 years. Yeah, this November, it'll be 2 years. So a year and a half, got some hearing some change going here. And so it's been really great. The Lord's really helped us, really met us. It's been an amazing time in the Word together. But here recently, we have launched the third arm of the ministry, and that's Greater Than Broadcast. Now, Greater Than Broadcast gives me the ability to do series. Like we could talk about on the podcast, we talk about what's going on in the world, right? We're talking about this topic here about, we're talking about, identification. We're talking about transgender. We're talking about stuff like that in this particular episode. And on the broadcast, I can talk about the fruits of the Spirit and then have the podcast where I can talk about what's going on in culture. Hopefully that makes sense. So with that being said, we're not getting rid of Greater Than Podcast. We have simply added a third arm of the ministry, Greater Than Broadcast. And so we will be broadcasting it. We're going to put it on YouTube, and hopefully we may, as time progresses and people partner up with us, we may be able to put it on TV. I believe that that's what's on the heart and mind of God. I just wanted to let you guys know about that. And maybe some of you have seen that by now, and maybe some of you haven't, but just wanted to let you know that we have started a third arm for Merle Ministries International, and it is Greater Than Broadcast. And I'm really excited about it. Like I said, we can talk about series on that one. We can talk about different things. I've got some great things the Lord's kind of stirred up in my heart specifically for the broadcast that I won't talk about on the podcast, and vice versa. So anyway, long introduction, but I just wanted to tell you about that really and let you know what's going on in the Merle Ministries International, because each and every one of you listening to the podcast, whether we've spoken or not, you are a part of this, and I want to thank you. And so let's dig right on in, and we're going to need some prayer for this one. We've got the viewer, not viewer, but listener discretion, you know, being advised, like we did for Is Masturbation a Sin, and these other episodes that we've done where we've kind of tackled some hard-hitting issues, and I'm going to put that here there. If you don't want your children to hear certain things, this is not the podcast for them. If you are super sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. We are going to approach this thing from a biblical perspective to find and to remind ourselves that greater is He on the inside of us than He does in the world. Let's pray. We're going to dig right on in. Father God, thank you so much, Lord, for your grace, for the ability. Father, I thank you that I decrease and you increase. I acknowledge Christ in me, the hope of glory, to communicate this word. Oh, it's a timely word. I believe it's a word that will shake the very culture that we've associated with, to break away from that and to embrace the truth in your word. Father, I ask that you speak beyond me as the very oracles of God. I'm totally and completely dependent upon you to help me to communicate this thing that you placed in my heart. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit, for Holy Spirit leading and guiding and directing us. Eyes are anointed to see, ears are anointed to hear, and hearts are anointed to understand who we are in Jesus and who He is in us. And thank you, Father, for taking us to a new level in you. In Jesus' name, amen. The first thing I want to say when talking about, I don't even know what I'm going to title this podcast yet. as I'm recording it. You guys who are listening to it, you see the title, but right now, currently, as I'm recording it, I have no idea when I'm going to title it. But I had it on my heart to kind of talk about transgender, LGBTQ type things, but from a biblical perspective. The first thing I want to say, but mostly what's on my heart, you know, there's people who've come out about certain things, and there's people who've said, you know, they've identified as a male who are born female. And there are those who said that non-binary, they want to be addressed as it and they, and all kinds of things. But here's the first thing I want to say. The only sin that keeps us, that'll keep us from experiencing the Father and having a lifetime with Him and being in His presence forever, the only thing that would keep us from that is rejecting the Son, not your sexual orientation. I got real close into the mic so you could hear it. Yeah, I said it. If you got a problem with it, well, once again, I just work here. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. That's the only sin that keeps you out. That's the only sin. Jesus said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except they make sure that they know their sexual orientation and that they make sure they're not gay and that they don't have any kind of tendencies to do. No, that's not what he said. No one comes to the Father except through me. Romans says, if you confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart, right? The Lord Jesus Christ, that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. He didn't add in that. And make sure you're not gay. Make sure you're not transgender. Make sure you're not a part of the LGBTQ community now. That's not what it says, bruh. Oh, Lord Jesus, I can sense the animosity and the hatred that are in some people who are listening to this podcast right now who cannot believe that I just said that. Well, I said it, and I meant it. You want to hear it again? The only thing that separates us from God, only thing that can separate you from God and from experiencing Him as your Father and from having an eternity with Him in His presence, is to reject His Son, Jesus. That's the only thing. The only thing. That's the first thing I want to say. Here's the second thing. This podcast is going to be a little different. Here's the second thing I want to say with LGBTQ and community and all that and what they believe. Here's the second thing I have to say. I don't agree with that lifestyle. I can't. I won't. It's against what God has originally instituted. But that at the same, well, let me say it like this too. I'm against being a drunk. But there's some drunks. If they confess Jesus as Lord, they're going to heaven. Ephesians 2:8 says that this salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. It's by grace through faith. This gift of salvation. That's it. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what you identify as. It like I said, I can't condone it. I can't say, oh, that's okay. You're fine. I agree. I can't. I won't. But at the same time, nor will I tell you and question your salvation. That's between you and God. It's with the heart that man believes. That's between you and God. I will say this, though, to anybody who affiliates with that community. Number one, I don't condemn you. I don't judge you. God loves you. I'll say this, though. You need Jesus. And I'll also say this, too. I need Jesus. That's the beautiful thing about it. We all need Jesus. I encourage you to abide in Him. And as you continue to abide in Him, watch Him produce fruit in your life. Now, see, a lot of the religious people are saying, yeah, that's right. He'll prune out that old tendency to that homosexuality. God may not even start with that, because God deals with the roots. I love it. Oh, this is my kind of podcast, man. This is what I've been. Woo. God deals with the roots. He may deal with someone who identifies as homosexuality. He may deal with their temper first before he even brings up about the homosexuality. He said, oh, then you know what? Let's deal with this here. Stop the gossip. Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to let it be known. I do not judge anyone who identifies as a part of the LGBTQ community. I don't judge people who identify as non-binary. I don't judge anybody. That's not my job. What I will say to everybody, everyone, everybody on planet Earth is, we need Jesus. He's the way. He's the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. We all need to abide in him and allow him to abide in us and do a work on the inside of us to please him. But ladies and gentlemen, the only one who can do that work properly in your life is him, is Jesus. He works in us both to will and to do of all his good pleasure. And I'm telling you what, if you confess him as Lord, you're saved. I don't care what you identify with. You're saved. You're born again. That's the first thing and the second thing that I wanted to say. Now let's dig into this thing here. Genesis 1, 26 through 27. Oh man, some people left the podcast and won't hear me out because they got all offended. Like, Elijah, how dare you talk like that? Well, man, God didn't want you to listen to my podcast anyway. Get on out of here, man. There's only one thing that keeps you from the Father. That's rejecting Jesus. That's the only thing that'll keep you from it. Genesis 1, 26 through 27. Let's look at the original creation. Let's start from the beginning. Because there are some root things that where gender identity is concerned. There's some root things that we've got to deal with here. Genesis 1, 26 through 27. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Notice he says, let us make man. In our image. He was talking about the triune. This is God the Father, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. In our image and according to our likeness. Keep that in your mind and in your heart. Please, I am asking you, I'm begging you, keep this in your heart and mind throughout the podcast. Make man in what? In our image according to our likeness. Okay, let's keep going. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female, he created them. So later on in chapter 2, we see how Eve was created. But here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says that he created them. Why does it say that, ladies and gentlemen? Because of the simple fact that God doesn't start anything until he finishes it. God doesn't start anything until he finishes it. So they're in the boardroom, right? They're making the decision. All right, we're going to make man in our image according to our likeness. Let me say this really quickly. You're familiar with the term, the sex of the baby, right? Is it male? Is it female? You know, do you guys know the sex? And then of course we've also said gender, right? We're going to have a gender reveal party and things of that nature. Here's what I want to say here. The sex of a baby, the sex is determined by what's between your legs. It's that simple, man. I got tickled, but it's that simple. Don't let that be too simple for you. The sex is determined by what's between the legs. Watch this, though. Gender is determined by what's between the ears. I'm pausing for effect. Sex is determined by what's between the legs. What's between there? Gender is determined by what's between your ears. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What you think about yourself and your identity carries more weight than what God thinks in your life. It does. That's why you've got to trade your thoughts for his thoughts. Woo, I'm telling you, we're just jumping and delving right on in. Let me say this too, man. I'm hearing about parents putting on the birth certificate of their child, like, you know, that they're supposed to be at some point, they're putting on the birth certificate NA or non-binary and things of that nature. Man, like I said, listener discretion. I don't know why I keep wanting to say viewer. We already put the little tag at the beginning of this, but I'm going to say something. I'm going to say it. I'm going to speak real candid, more candid than I've ever done before, because this is what really pisses me off and gets me agitated when I hear some crap like this. Here we go. What's between their legs? That'll let you know. What's between their legs? Talking about making the certificate, talking about, oh, non-binary, oh, NA, or oh, we don't know yet. We're gonna let them decide. What's between their legs? Like, Forgive me. I went off on a tangent. Father, Lord, forgive me, Jesus. I repent, sir. You can't let righteous indignation turn into bitterness. I repent. Look at me. I'm repenting mid podcast. But no, seriously, genuinely, I get passionate about that. So I had to make sure that I repented and move it. I'm moving on. Let's move on. Okay. We're not editing that out. That's staying in there though, because you need to. Because there's an example of repenting and admit it, quit it, forget it. Let's move on. All right, Genesis 1:26. Man, let's go back over there, man. Let's get back to the word, man. Jesus. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." So man, talking about male and female. We are made in God's image, right? Can we all agree with that? Cool. God is not a man. We know that from Numbers 23, from other scriptures. God is not a man that he should lie, the son of man that he should repent, right? So God is not a man. God is frequently referenced as a father. We understand that. If you have any understanding of scripture, he's frequently relates to us as being our father God. The Bible does imply, though, the Bible does employ female imagery to describe God's relationship to the world as well. I'm not going to read the male part because we've heard that, right? We've grown up with that. But let's look at this feminine side. Let's look at this feminine side. Isaiah 66:13, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Side note, God, one of the names of God is El Shaddai. El Shaddai, meaning the breasty one, your mother, the breasty one. Like a child feeding off of the breast of the mother, being breastfed. He says, I'll comfort Jerusalem. So that was one of God's names, El Shaddai. I'm just throwing that in there. So Isaiah, let's keep reading these verses. Isaiah 49:14-15. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the sons of her womb? Surely they may forget. You may have a mother who forgot about you, a mother who abandoned you. And man, I can't imagine that pain. And he said, they may forget, yet I'll never forget you. Numbers 11:12 in the New Living Translation says, did I give birth to them? That's what Jesus God talking. Did I bring them into the world? Why did you tell me to carry them in my arms like a mother carries a nursing baby? How can I carry them to a land you swore to give to your ancestors? That's Moses talking there. Asking God, did I give birth to him? Did I bring him into the world? Why are you telling me to carry them in my arms like a mother carries a nursing baby? God's not a man. God's also not a woman. Sorry, Ariana. I'm sorry, Ariana. Sorry, not sorry. He's not a woman. He's a spirit. John 4:24. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Here's the number one problem with gender identity. Here's the number one problem with everything, how where all this stems from. Number one problem. You ready for it? Here it is. We made men our standard. Let me explain it as we go on here. Exodus 31, verse 1 through 11. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "See, I've called by name Bezalel, the son of that person, the son of Hur of the tribe of Judah, and I've filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. And I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of that person, of the tribe of Dan. I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artsmen, that they may make all that I've commanded you, the tabernacle of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the mercy seat that is on it, all the furniture of the tabernacle, the table, its utensils, the pure gold lampstand with all its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offerings with all its utensils, the lever and its base, the garments of ministry, the holy garments, for Aaron the priest and the garments for his sons to minister as priests and the anointing oil according to all that I've commanded you, they shall do." God put in these men wisdom for design and fashion, and they were not homosexual. God put in these men wisdom for design and fashion, and they were not homosexual. They were gifted by God. They were operating in God's image. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you don't get more. There is no greater designer that's ever lived than the Lord God himself. There is no greater craftsman than God himself. There is no greater fashion designer than God himself. It doesn't get any greater than that. It doesn't get any better than that. But see, well, go to Judges. Let's go to Judges here. I'm not going to try to keep you too long. I'm not trying to keep you too long. I got a point that I want to bring across here where this is concerned. My response to LGBTQ is simply this. Number one, be born again. Make sure you're experiencing God as your Father. Confess him if you haven't. And if you have, listen, you're right with him based on what Jesus has done in Jesus alone. Your life is not pleasing to God according to scripture. I cannot condone it, but don't allow people to kick you out of this house. You belong in this house because you have faith in Jesus. Abide in him and let him do a work in you. That's my response, period. Now, my response to this whole idea of gender roles and things of that nature, that's what we're talking about now. We're talking about being image bearers, bearing the image of God. That's what I'm going to now. This is my main point. This is my main burden. Judges 4:4-5. Now, Deborah is a prophetess. And she's the wife of that person. I'm not going to say, we'll just call him Lap. We'll just Lap for short. Lapidoth or whoever. I will call him Lap for short. Was judging Deborah, the wife of Lapidoth, a Lappy, whatever you want to call them, was judging Israel at that time. And she would sit under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the mountains of Ephraim. Man, what a place to be. Between Ramah and Bethel. Those are two pretty cool schools today in the world, at least. That's two pretty cool ministries today in the world. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. Why is this important? It's important because of this reason. Deborah acted as a judge for Israel, a role that men traditionally occupied and men traditionally operated in. And Deborah never said, it's never said in the Bible that Deborah was saying to herself, "Man, I want to be a judge, and I know that's a masculine thing, so I must identify as a male." That ain't nowhere in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. She was graced to be the judge of Israel. She was anointed to be the judge of Israel. And it was acceptable for God to do this because she was simply being his image bearer in the earth. Culture would have made the men who were gifted in design, they would have made them gay or tell them that they must identify as a female because they're doing things that are more feministic, things that women do. You like design. You got an eye for fashion. You got an eye for this. That's what culture would say. That's what culture would make them to be, because we've made John Wayne our standard where men are concerned. We made John Wayne a standard of what a man should be. Culture would have made Deborah trans. They would say, oh, Deborah, you must be transgender. You must identify as a female. You must be, maybe you're non-binary, because we made Dolly Parton a standard for women. Both parties, Deborah, the men who were in design and in fashion, in Exodus, both parties were simply and only image bearers of the true standard for man, capital M, mankind, God, and the Trinity. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole root, I want to deal with the root. I want to deal with the root where this is concerned. This whole root of this thing is because of the simple fact, oh, your little boy, he likes designs. He likes to do these type of things. He's got an eye for fashion. He must be a faggot. Why is that? Why do people say that? Why? Because they've made man a standard. So this is the standard for how a man should be, and you're not meeting this standard that we made for man to be. And because you don't meet this standard for a man, you must identify as a female. And then the enemy goes to work in that person's thought life. And say, man, maybe I do, because I lean more towards fashion. I love doing it. Maybe I am that way. And then they would say to Deborah, who wants to do a job that is masculine, that a man did, as being a judge over Israel. That's what a man did. And because of that simple fact, man, I tell you what, Deborah, you must not be Deborah. You must be Derek. Because of the simple fact that we've made men and women the standards for both these genders instead of who is the actual standard, God himself. And then that's where people struggle with their gender identity, with the identity of the gender. Because the sex is determined by what's between the legs. The gender is determined by what's between the ears. And then these thoughts come because of the culture that the world has set up about what a man truly is and about what a woman truly is. And because you don't fit where this is concerned, you must be, and you're a woman, but you're doing these masculine things. You must identify as a male, and you're a male, and you're tended towards fashion and towards design. You must identify in this female. So you must be gay, or you must have to be transgender. You must be non-binary. When all the while, these two cases, what they were simply image bearers. Because the only appropriate standard for what a man should be is God. The only appropriate standard of what a woman should be is God. Not another man. Not another woman. The standard, ladies and gentlemen, is God. And this is the root of all this mistaken identity, because people have lumped up. Well, if you're a man, you do this. If you're a man, you're part of this. But since that little boy is more into fashion and into design and into working, and he's got soft hands and he's got all this, he must identify as. Why? Because we're using a man, whether it's John Wayne, put whoever you want to put in there, whether it's John Wayne as a standard for men. Well, see, he's not like John Wayne, because we make, whether we realize it or not, we stereotypicalize what a man should be and how a man should be. And we think about all these things in our mind, and we build up these strongholds, and we make flesh and blood a standard instead of making God the appropriate standard, because, ladies and gentlemen, all the while we were made in his image. But we've made another man a standard. We made another woman a standard. Put another woman there. It doesn't have to be Dolly Parton. You could put another woman there, whatever woman you want to put there. We made them standards, and then we've got transgenders. We made certain people in where that community is concerned. We made them standards. Oh, you must be this. You must be that. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the root cause for all this mass confusion. The root cause of the confusion is because we've trusted in man. It's because we've made man a standard. It's because we've answered to man. We've made a man a standard for a man, whatever man you want to put there. We've made this woman a standard for women. We made that person a standard. And if you don't fit between these two standards, and you're a male, but you're doing these things in design that's more towards being a feminist, being a female and having those kind of qualities, then you must identify as that, and then vice versa where women are concerned. But Deborah, who was doing something that was masculine, the Bible never said that she said, well, I must identify as a male. The men in Exodus who got the first time that God filled someone with the Spirit, he filled a man to work in design, to work in arts, to work in garments, to work in fashion. And the culture that we've built because we've made flesh and blood a standard is where the confusion finds its roots, is where gender identity crisis finds its roots. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What's between your legs determines your sex. What's between your ears determines your gender. If you make man the standard, if you make flesh and blood the standard, no wonder there's been so much mass confusion. But when you allow God, I'm about to flip this table. When you allow God to be the standard. Well, I only got one point today. I said all that for one point. When you allow God to be the standard and you allow this thing to happen in God and this thing that he did for us in Jesus to take place, guess what happens? Point number one, only one point today. You become a new creature. Galatians 3:26-28. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. In Christ. Keep that in mind. For as many of you were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ, for there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. The Young's literal translation says it like this. There is not here where? In Christ. Here in Christ. There is not here in Christ. Male and female. It's not. I'm not talking about the sex, right? That's determined by what's between your legs. The gender is determined by what's between the ears. Well, what I'm saying is God and what God did in Jesus is made us, well, 2 Corinthians 5:14-18, for the love of God or love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then are all dead, and he died for all. And those who live should live no longer for themselves. Man, that would solve so many problems where this topic is concerned and where all of life is concerned. Of the problems we have in our world is because people are living for themselves instead of living for God. They should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet we know him thus no longer. Watch this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ, through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. It says we regard no one according to the flesh. That word regard in the King James is no. And what it means is we form our estimate of, we judge, we are influenced by, it can denote our estimate of man is formed by other views now than according to the flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm coming out of the closet. Uh-oh. Oh, I had to pause for effect on that one. I'm coming out of the closet officially. Ladies and gentlemen, if people can say they don't identify as non-binary, they don't identify as, you know, female, they identify as non-binary, they don't identify as female, they identify as transgender and all that stuff. If they're able to say that, let me say this. I'm coming out of the closet. I'm making an announcement today. I don't identify as a man. Ooh, I don't identify as a mere man anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, because in Christ there is no male. There is no female. But a new creature. I'm coming out. I'm a new creature. I identify as a new creature in Christ. And in him, there's neither male nor female. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying we got to get back to the original standard. This is where the root cause of the confusion is. We've made flesh and blood our standard for what a man should be and what a woman should be. And when that is contrary to one another, then we want to say, okay, you must identify as this or you must identify as that. When all the while, we were called to be image bearers. We're called to bear the image of God. Those men who were in design, who were into fashion, they weren't homosexual. Because in that time, in the book of Exodus, if you did identify as that, you were stoned. Man, you were stoned, baby. You were stoned for a whole lot of things back then, but that was included as well. But they weren't that way. Oh, the Bible would have taken the time to tell you if they were. I guarantee you that. Because of the other things it tells us about with other people in other places like Sodom and Gomorrah, things of that nature. But God filled them with the spirit of wisdom. See, but culture has said, well, you're not like John Wayne because you like fashion. You like design. You like doing all these things. So you must identify as this because we've made flesh and blood a standard instead of making God the standard, the Trinity, the standard for men and women. Because in Christ, there's neither male nor female. There's a new creature. In other words, in Christ, we're made in God's image. We're a new species of being that's never existed before. Those men in Exodus, they weren't homosexual because they liked design. They were just being image bearers. They were bearing the image of God. They were filled with wisdom. Deborah, because she did something that that men did, that was for man to do. That didn't make her identify as a man. She was just being an image bearer. Why? Because in Christ, all along, what God's been wanting to do in Christ is make it neither male nor female, but one creature, one body in Christ. And that's all I've got for you today, man. Listen, I don't know what on earth we just got into, but it was something special, man. I'm over here tripping and going about and yelling and all that kind of stuff. But I have a passion about it. I believe the Lord showed me something. This all stems from this identity crisis. As all stems out of us making man the standard instead of making God the only standard for how a man should be. And for how a female should be. God is the standard. His word is the standard. Let me pray for you. Father God, we acknowledge you and we thank you for your word, for the anointing. Lord, I pray that even despite my outburst and even despite yielding to my flesh earlier in the podcast, that you were able to communicate something to your people that would help them and that would help us to get to a new level, that would unmask what the enemy has endeavored to do with this identity crisis, Father. And we thank you, Father, for it. I thank you, Lord, that you desire that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And so we pray for that, Father. We lift up those who have struggled where this is concerned, who have struggled and don't want to struggle and we don't want to be involved in it. Father, we come against the enemy. We come against those tendencies that are against you, Father, and we cast it out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we say that the Spirit of God, we say no to sin. We yell a loud no to the devil, and we yell a loud yes to you, Father. And we say, work in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can help us to be your image bearer in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, leave a like, a comment, a review. Oh, I know I'm going to hear about it from this one. Let us know that this podcast has blessed you. Listen, my name's Elijah Merle. And remember this, greater is he that is in you than he that is in you.
Thank you for listening to the Greater Than Podcast. If you'd like to learn more, please visit us at MurrellMinistries.com. That's M-U-R-R-E-L-L Ministries.com.
Merrill Ministries International.